And if you're wondering what Michael Phelps was wearing when he won that final gold medal, a custom-designed swimsuit, goggles, and cap, all made by Speedo, that has origins in the 2008 Beijing Games. What happened was that in 2008, Speedo basically became too good at making swimsuits. 98% of Olympic swimming medals won that year were awarded to athletes wearing the company's laser racer suit. It was a full-body suit that helped swimmers like Phelps shatter world record after another. So after those games, the sport's international governing body changed the rules.
So they released a new set of rules in 2009, which meant we couldn't cover the full body of a swimmer. We could only cover on men from the knee to the stomach, and on women from the knee to the shoulder.
Joe Santry is the research manager for Speedo's Aqualab in Nottingham, England.
And what we did this time around is, instead of just focusing on one item of the products that they use, so the swimsuit, we focused on all of the products they use. So we created the system. And this includes a cap and goggles and a suit. And we've developed all of these products together to optimize the hydrodynamics of that swimmer.
Speedo calls it the Fastskin 3 racing system. Many top athletes are wearing it in London. Santry says it can reduce drag on a swimmer by up to 16%. That's huge in a sport that can hinge on a tenth of a second.
I'll probably start from the top to explain it. We've got two caps, actually. We've got a cap on top, which you'll see, which is the silicone cap. But underneath that cap, there's actually a secret hair management cap, we call it. And it's almost like an aerodynamic cycling helmet you might get in a time trial event. And then when you go onto the goggles, we use 3D head scanning. So we scanned a lot of athletes' heads. And then from that, we took the exact eye socket dimensions. And those dimensions were used to create a perfect seal. So the seal on these new goggles is so comfortable and very confident. So the swimmers are very confident they're not going to leak. And we would test these experimentally. So, for example, the fabric we tested in a water flume. We would drag athletes through a pool, which could measure the drag on that athlete in different suits. What we're confident in is that actually this Fastskin 3 system is the fastest system available. And if an athlete chooses the right parts of that system, they can get really, really good times and good performance improvements.
I read that it can take the female swimmers up to an hour to get into this new swimsuit, the Fastskin 3. Why is it so hard to get into?
So this suit, because it's a full coverage suit on the back, so we don't have an open back on this suit where you would normally climb into a suit. And on the suits in 2008, they had a zip. But within this new set of rules, the zips have been banned. So actually, to get into this suit, you stretch the armhole open and you climb into the suit through the armhole and then you pull the arm over your head. So the first time someone does it, it's quite daunting. But once you've got used to it, Rebecca Adlington takes about 5-6 minutes to get into the suit. Michael Phelps can do it in a couple.
Now, for the women, it is a full, obviously a full body suit. And I read that it actually compresses their bodies more than the laser suits did.
Yeah, so the clever part about the suit in this one is that we've created a new fabric. And only we have this fabric, and it's specially created for us. And it took a year to develop. What it allows us to do is create a very tubular shape for the swimmer. So as a swimmer goes through the water, they're slowed down by the water passing over the lumps and bumps on their body. So to make them faster, what we have to do is try and make them into a torpedo-type shape. To do this, we use a fabric which allows us to add compression in where we need it. So over the chest and the hips and the bum, for example, we need to compress that tissue and that body into a very tubular form. So we've added more compression into the fabric at key locations.
Now, I understand that you are already planning for Rio in 2016. Like, you are already thinking about the next swimsuit in your lab.
Yep. So actually, before I came up here to the Olympics, we had been sitting down having quite long conversations about what we can do for 2016 and how we can impact swimming again with a new set of products and a new holistic solution to performance swimming. We want to keep pushing the limits, keep up with new technology as new technology comes out. And ultimately, we want to give the swimmer the best product they can possibly wear to attain their goals at the Olympics.
That's Joe Santry. He's the research manager for Speedo's Aqualab. He spoke to us from just outside the main venue of the London Olympic Games. Joe, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.